the homies.
Yeah, nigga, we out for Peel and Remy Red. Come through and bust your head, nigga.
Me and the homies.
Sag on the way to the liquor store with my niggas pour four and get twisted some more.
Me and the homies.
I ride for my motherfucking niggas. Hop out, do my stuff, then hop back in.
Me and the homies.
Matter of fact, I hop out that motherfucking be like, doop, 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 doop.
Jack. What's going on, people? What's going on?
Yo, what's good, B?
Good day to you, people. What's going on?
And this guy. Yo, you really don't like that other intro I had, man?
Nah, I like this one better.
I like it.
Y'all like K-Dot better? I mean,
no, I like the other one.
You like the other one?
Yeah,
like it fit us more.
Because it's regular shit.
Singing, yeah, like
dude rapping, mom's tripping, girl tripping.
Yeah, shit that y'all two actually go through.
Whatever. All
right. Whatever, right?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing, man?
Ain't shit.
Welcome back to With the Homies. You know, that fourth member who never comes to work, he ain't making it in today, but we got a replacement for him.
We got unlimited sick leave. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Your young boy, Hef, is here.
Hef, what's good, B?
He ain't got a mic. He's a per diem. Oh, yeah, man. What's going on, man? Real quick. Anyone that listened to last three episodes, we had a couple listens. Thank you. Appreciate it. Keep listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
you
know, a fact.
That should make me feel good.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah, like I ain't gonna like I checked the numbers earlier. The last third episode had like 20. Then I checked the first episode, Good Pussy and shit, had like 50 listens. So
yeah, just
I'm
keep
like,
farming.
Shit.
Keep
I'm like,
going.
I'm
keep
like,
going.
Damn, son.
Tell the friends.
I ain't have 50 nothing. It's hard to get the 50 likes on Instagram. So you know, 50 listens. I don't know if that's baddest.
Well, I mean, if you have a kid, you'll get 50 likes because they like the kids.
Kid picture gets you hundreds.
Nah, fuck that.
I don't think I ever did.
I want the like for me. Fuck that. What are you talking about?
Nah.
You ain't coming. You ain't coming here after 9 months and still in my glory.
So you always got a problem with the kids, right?
Nah, I love kids.
Marty Moore against the kids.
Yeah, so if you're listening, thank you. Subscribe, follow, all that good stuff.
Big facts.
YouTube will be coming soon. Have just asked me about that. I ain't put it up yet. I figure we get that video rolling. It'll be up.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Player's here, Jay's here.
Baddest is here, as
and,
always.
Special guest as always. I better leave Prince alone. Prince had a real nigga shit to do.
Yeah, grown up, man.
I ain't knocking him.
Listen, man. It's the shit they don't prepare you for in life is grown up.
Yeah, facts.
They never give you a class on that. They just hit you with it.
They should, though. They should start giving classes on being an adult
and not
finances.
Adulthood 101, they should just keep
not trigonometry. I ain't used that shit yet.
Parallelograms and shit.
You seen, yo, I just seen a meme. Was it you? I think you put that meme up with, they was like, teacher's line said, we're not always going to have a calculator in our pocket. And they showed them your phone.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a calculator always in my pocket. I use that shit every day at work. Yeah, so we going to have a little pre-production meeting on air because I've been trying to get...
Yo, don't fire me on air, just...
Nah.
Just to the side.
Nah, I've been trying to get people to call in, you know. It's like when I see them in person, they be like, oh, you got a podcast?
Yeah,
call me that. Then when it's time to call, like, oh...
They all get cold feet and shit.
Yeah, like, oh, what y'all talk about? Oh, nah, all this bullshit. So... We gonna get hot on our own. We don't need no help.
No help.
We gonna get our numbers, and then
we take off from there.
You know, I'll see about when someone calling. Unless y'all have callers for the next episode, but I'm not trying no more. Fuck it, fuck it, and fuck them.
They do, they do.
I still love y'all though.
Still put the number out there if y'all do call. Then you know what I mean.
Cause they don't want no real nigga advice. They want the friends telling them lies.
You got a topic, call in.
And if y'all don't know the numbers, 212-518-1005.
I mean, you should have posted that and I said it on air. By the time they listen to this, we ain't recording.
Well, next week episode.
Yeah.
Man, next week episode.
Keep that number in the top.
We here for a while, man. Got a lot of things to talk about. Life just keep happening, man. Everyday shit. You wake up.
Mm-hmm,
life is happening, man.
That's funny.
could talk about a million things that happened to me today. Just like,
that's funny because I wanted to talk to you about something about men getting closure. Because last episode, well, not last episode, the one that didn't air for reasons of its own. We got into some stuff like just men sharing their feelings and all that.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and about some stuff and
caring about other people's feelings.
And it turned into like an intervention for me. And I'm like, wait, hold up. I don't need that. But I don't share my feelings much because anything that I really go through, like, I get over that shit in like a minute.
But sometimes like 60 seconds. Feels good.
Let me finish. No, it does not. I'm fine. I go the fuck to sleep. Let me watch a movie. 2 hours later, I'm good. I didn't forgot. But you know, what was this? Probably like Saturday. I had like a little nightmare. Not a real nightmare, but
oh, I was about to say, how old are you?
I told you to. I was trying to talk to somebody early in the year. Uh-huh. Things didn't go how I wanted to go. I really liked her. And, you know, I guess it wasn't
mutual.
Yeah, that's the word. So, you know, after a while, it's been like 4 months. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, it is what it is. That's out of my control. If shit is not in my control, I don't really linger on it too much. So, Saturday, I don't know what the fuck. The brain works on its own. I was sleeping, had a fucking nightmare. I just seen, it's like in my dream, I seen her, like a post on her Instagram. And it was like her and then like some dude. I'm like, damn, she chose this nigga over me. So I woke up. I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, damn. So you know what I did, right? Some lame shit.
You hit it up?
Hell no.
Oh,
that was my answer.
You were.
We both would have failed.
I checked the gram. I had to go through a little secret page because my personal account can't see a page.
She blocked you?
But the crazy thing, like, her page was still up, and then someone that followed her new page liked the picture. So, like, when I seen it, I was like, oh, all right, she made a new page. So I thought, oh, but that's the one I went to first. I checked that, and it was down. Like, I mean, it was still up, and nothing was there. So I'm like, all right. So then the original page is still open. So I just went, you know, looked at the last two pictures because she ain't post much. So she's still looking good. I'm like, damn. I was sick. I'm like, oh, man.
But you got to look at it this way. You probably is better off this way. You probably dodged the bullet.
Nah, I ain't dodged no bullet. I was trying to get shot.
Listen, she could probably look good and all that. And she fucking stressed your ass out. Then we have really have an intervention with your ass.
Or you would have ended up in that friend zone again. You talk about you didn't want to be in that friend zone again.
Hey, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Been in purgatory again, and then you know what I mean.
But I would have known because right now, I don't know what the cause was, but that's what. Like, I don't.
Why do you care? I mean, like, me personally.
Because, Nick, I can't get, like, a little bit of closure. I don't need it.
See, I think.
But.
I think as guys, man, listen. Yeah.
Nigga, I can't have feelings now?
Yeah. Because
I can't have feelings?
Nah, you can have your feelings, but I think men, you know what I mean? Men are not.
They don't want men
built.
Yeah.
We're not built to be like, why you don't want me? Like, you know what I mean?
But,
like,
but that's the thing. Yeah, I don't want to ask those questions. I'm getting closure from my homies. I don't really need it from her. Like, whatever her reason was, that's her reason. I can't change that.
So closure from your homies.
No, I'm not closure from my homies. I'm just saying it's
he
want to
open up about his feelings. He want his homies' advice finally.
Like, is it wrong for me to look for that little bit of closure real quick?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Why?
Because I think the way men are. You know what I mean? Men are built to hear no. Like, you know what I mean? You're built to hear
but
no.
But then everything is changing. Like, do now in this day and age, 2019, do I got to be built? To, I mean, I got niggas got feelings too, though.
Man, here we go.
No, wait. I understand what he talk about. Niggas got feelings, but you know.
But hold on. Easy on the niggas got feelings. I do have feelings, but I'm over the situation. Yeah. Be clear.
Okay. No, you're not, because you're dreaming about it. But
that's the first. That was
That was this week. Last week.
You're dreaming about it.
I'm not dreaming about it. I'm not going to sleep every night. It was one occurrence.
They woke you up in the panic.
But then
woke up in a cold sweat.
In the panic, right?
But I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know why. Is this like, real?
My brain
was bugging.
You was thinking about it.
You was thinking about it.
No, it was not.
It's nothing wrong to be thinking about somebody that got away, bro. There's nothing real with
that. That's what your real closure is, that you didn't get it. Like, she got away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't really, you know, I don't think it's so much as an emotional attachment. I think it's just you just feel like, yo, that one got away. Like,
but
you know,
I think
your kill ratio is probably higher than what, you know, it's probably high. So for one to get away, it's just like, damn, why couldn't get that one? Like, you know what I mean? I think that's what you're tripping off of. Not really so much that you want her. Like, you know what I mean? You wanted to, that was the one I want to be with. Like,
it was.
But I think in order for him to have real closure, I think y'all need to have this.
Didn't last episode you just told me you was like, yo, I'm dealing with somebody else. This one is the one.
I ain't say that shit. I ain't say she was the one.
I don't think he said, but he was dealing with somebody else.
He's trying to be serious.
He trying to be serious with her.
Wait. I know who you're talking about.
See what I mean? He over it. It's just the fact that she got away.
But look, you know, but I mean? I think for y'all to have that real closure, I think y'all going to. I mean, you and Shorty. You and me,
I'm sure she's closed.
Door closed. Yo, she blocked him.
She been moved on.
But I mean, it would ease your mind, although you probably don't care about it.
I'm absolutely fine right now.
It would ease talking, your mind.
See what y'all thought about me getting closer.
To know why this didn't work out.
Nah, I'm fine.
Why do you need to know that? Like,
I don't.
Because so you won't make the same, like, although you probably didn't
make
do
no
it,
mistake, though.
But although
at least
you,
that I,
listen,
I,
bro.
That I know
although
of.
You probably didn't think you did anything, it still, she could be like, oh, well, I didn't like how you did this. You won't have to make the same mistake twice.
I'm gonna put but everybody's
the
not the
girl.
Same, though.
I'm gonna put you I know, but certain stuff you don't know that you're doing, and it could probably get on shorty nerves. But if she bring it to your attention, you could be like, oh, okay, I do recognize I do that. Let me chill on that. And maybe this new thing will work out.
I could see that, but I'm just saying. Like,
I can see that too, but, you know, everybody's different.
Certain
like,
things, like certain, I think women have the, I think all women have a type. Like, you know, women say they don't have a type. I think all women have a type.
Everybody
Men,
has a type.
I mean, yeah.
We know your type.
Yeah, definitely. I was just about to say, we definitely know your type.
My
so.
Type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impossible for y'all know my type. It's impossible for y'all to know my type.
She can't.
She can't have the elbow fat. She got to be slim and trim with the little V shape. Do she got to like have long hair, nice hair? I don't know about all that. I don't know if she don't have to be light skinned.
I want somebody in shape that cares about their body. That's my type.
Because you're fat shaming.
But
I'm not fat shaming.
But that is a type though. We was just talking about the Chris Brown shit, like, just because he likes someone, that's his preference. You have a preference.
A preference. I have a preference.
A preference and a type is kind of borderline.
They like cousins.
All right.
Yeah. They like cousins.
That's tomatoes and tomatoes. I mean, that's not tomatoes and tomatoes, because my preference is I like women, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all
like
women.
That's your preference, right? I like women, right?
But it wouldn't be a preference. It'd be that's definitely what I like.
That's what you like, right? Now, so my type is what's my type?
My type is definitely what I like. Same thing.
Nah, your type is what you going in, what you going like. So you like sneakers. Like, you like sneakers over boots, right?
I like boots over sneakers.
I was talking in general, but you like, so you like boots over sneakers, right?
Yeah.
So when you go in a store, the first thing you look at is you like, I like boots.
Yeah, I'm going straight to the boot.
You're going straight to the boot section, right?
That's my preference and my
That's
type.
That's your preference.
And my type.
No.
Okay, so the type of boot.
Your type of boot is, do you like high boots? Do you like mid-type boots? Do you like the low-cut boots?
I don't think nobody should have low-type, like, low-cut boots.
But serial killers do. I mean, like, serial killers like them when they show that same boot every time. It's like every serial killer buy that same boot. But what I'm saying is, like, when you go over there, now the type of boots you're looking at.
Okay. I understand.
That's what I'm saying. So I like women.
Yeah. When you go to the bar, you go to the side where the women is looking like what you like.
True.
It's women all over the ball, but you're gonna gravitate to the
woman.
So
you never saw from the chick that the chick I'm from the lady I'm with right now to the chicks y'all saw me talk to before. They all look the same?
No, they didn't look the same, but they was all similar.
Nah.
No.
Nah, they
was
they
similar.
Got a different range.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah.
Nah, Jay has a range. He likes women, but he still has a type. Like
it was similar.
Some of those women you got because you could get. Just cause, like, you got them on a, I could get that, so.
But what? Nah. We gotta get him a mic.
Yeah, sir. Like, try to talk into, like.
Find a mic. Like, there's three of them here, man.
He's close. He's
a performer. Like,
yeah. Half of saying something. If y'all couldn't hear him, don't worry. He ain't say too much.
But I feel like this, right? Me, personally, I don't have a type. I like women, right? Like. When I'm walking down the street, it's not like I'm looking for one type of woman. Like, oh my God, here we go.
I understand what you're saying.
Like, I'm not looking for that.
I understand what you're saying.
That here we go, like that light skin, dark skin. I'm not looking for the light skin girl with the long hair.
I understand because if you have a type,
pretty eyes.
If you have a type, that's all you're looking
that's
for.
That's all you're looking for.
Okay. That's all like, you're looking for. Like, I understand that.
Like if that's your type, like you're like you ain't even looking for nothing else. Like
shit,
you
know, I got
you
a type.
You ain't giving nobody else no burn. You know people that, you know what I mean? Whether it be a guy or girl that they only want to talk to light skinned people with green eyes and good hair. Mm. They ain't looking at no dark skinned brother or sister. They ain't looking at no somebody out of their race. I've been all over the spectrum. If we being real, like, you know what I mean? I've been out of my race, I've been dark skinned girls, I've been light skinned girls, I've been, you know, natural, perm.
You're giving them too much information.
I think we all been out of
too
our
much
race.
Information about
don't
what?
Don't get fucked up at home.
Nah, I talk about my past at home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so that's not something that could get me in trouble.
Thug life.
You know? If
nah.
Yo.
Yes.
Hef just asked. You listen to the last joint. He don't like.
Yeah, nigga, you ain't listen.
Hef just asked.
You ain't listen?
No. What he asked was, have I been with a fat joint?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
You been with fat joints?
What, fat? Nigga, you could say fat. This ain't the FCC airwaves.
Baddest let them
F words go.
BBW's got a hit list for me now because of these guys. Like, they because think I hate
who?
BBWs.
I didn't say
or
nothing.
Some
I didn't say
shit.
Nothing.
Like, I do not hate BBWs. I keep telling y'all. I told you.
I told him,
I don't like sloppy. Like, you could be big, but I don't need your stomach hanging over you. You know what I mean? I don't need that extra elbow piece. Like, you know what I mean? Like, certain stuff. Like, nah, I'm not dealing with my 600-pound wife. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah.
Why?
That's not what I like. Like, how can you?
You was just talking about you got to carry stuff up the ladder, man.
You strong enough?
Yeah, man. Don't treat your wife like that.
Nah, I can't do the things I like to do. You know
what
I mean?
You could put it all in the creases, nigga.
That just made my stomach hurt a little bit.
Bash, you ain't never need closure from anything?
Because
just to finish up on her real quick, like, I'm over the situation. It was just weird to me that did pop up. Like, and you know, like most cases, I handle shit on my own. Like, I don't need anyone to talk to or nothing. Like, some shit happened. I'd be like, all right, fuck it. And I go to sleep, wake up the next morning, I'm a new person. Like, shit is dead. Like, one time that I wanted some closure, fucking Crescent, she came over. I didn't know it was going to be the last time she came over, so I ain't even bother to try to get nothing. And then next thing I know, that's the last time I seen her. So I'm like, damn.
So
man.
Sex is closure?
Sex would be closure.
No, the one that got away.
No, I'm talking about just for that situation. Sex is not always closure.
I'm telling you what it is for you right now. It's
the one that got away.
It's the one that got away for him. It's the one that I wanted to pop this. Like, you know.
Nah,
what I mean?
It's not even. I told you I wanted to be with her.
I understand that. Uh-huh. You wanted to be with her, but you know, your passion. Like, you know what I mean. I saw the picture. She's a pretty girl. She's an attractive woman. Like, you know what I mean?
Nah,
like,
she's ugly right now. I ain't even attracted to her no more.
Don't be that kind of person.
Don't be a hater. Get out of here, bitch. I hit you with a water balloon. You don't want to talk to me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't do that. But after the point of, you know what I mean, y'all lost that connection. Now it's just like, I didn't even get the box. Like, you know what I mean?
That's not it. That's not it.
But I mean,
why? Just, because you didn't. What? It's an emotional attachment. Like, you know what I mean?
Nah,
like,
I told you. I'm trying to be like y'all too. I'm trying to go home to somebody.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you saying you need closure, right? Like,
I'm not saying I need closure.
Or you think do guys need closure? Like, I don't think
they need it, but if they have it, there's nothing wrong with if they had closure. You know? If they got the closure, then that's fine. All
right, so.
But she has her closure. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
But he couldn't need it.
I'm good.
Nah, it ain't. But. You don't get to dictate. We ain't gonna sit down and be like, "Yo, we both need closure." Nah, yeah, exactly. Somebody had the closure. Now, as a guy, do guys need closure in certain situations? Yeah, of course. If you was dealing with your homie and all of a sudden shit went bad, and now y'all don't even talk. Y'all don't even, you know what I mean? You want to know what's going on with your homie? Like, yo, what? We good?
Nah, fuck that nigga baddest.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can understand that. Like.
You know what I mean? Sometimes this nigga calling me like, "You mad at me?" You.
You know,
you who?
You, nigga.
This is a fucking lie.
It's like, "You mad at me?" I'm chilling.
Who made that call?
You, nigga. Or text me or some shit.
That definitely wasn't me. Yeah, that definitely wasn't
believe
me.
Believe that shit.
Yeah, this.
Yo, you just said you need closure with a female. Like, you know what I mean?
I never called this motherfucker talking about you mad at me.
But it's nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I just say make that call. I don't know what you're talking about. That was Prince.
Oh.
That was Prince.
He just threw you in front of that bus.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, like, but you know what I mean? It wasn't.
So I'm going to give you, because it's.
Like, I can see if y'all broke up, like, you know what I mean? Y'all was just dealing. Like, if y'all broke up over, like, 3 years or 5 year relationship, yeah. A couple of years relationship, then I'd be like, yo, damn, you know all what right, I mean? So, what happened?
Right, you'd be like, I don't know. So maybe the closure is the wrong word I'm using. Understanding, then. Because it's not sexual, because
all right, so
one of my woman friends that I held very close to me, you know, as a friend, we just started back speaking. Now, why we stopped speaking, I don't know. I don't know the reason.
That friend, did y'all have sex?
I don't know the reason.
Did y'all have sex?
I don't know the reason why we stopped talking.
All right. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta lay it out.
The book. Did y'all
if
have
you want
sex,
me to be
nigga?
Dr. Phil right now, you gotta let me know. You know, like
listen.
Y'all had sex.
We stopped speaking, but I think it was because, like, she got into a situation. But now that we're back, we're speaking again. I didn't even ask her why, like, yo, what happened?
Oh, yeah, stopped speaking?
Yeah.
Did y'all stop speaking after y'all had sex?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man. I plead the fifth, right? Like, but I'm saying, like, on a situation like what you had, she ain't got to give you a goddamn thing. If the shoe was on the other foot, you don't got to give a goddamn thing. And
I'm
you
not saying she do.
You shouldn't feel like you need that. You could go. Everybody go for jobs.
I don't feel like I need it though.
No, but when you brought the question up, so it's a thought. I'm trying to answer your thought.
This is where we're going wrong. I keep telling y'all, I'm over it. I'm just saying. I was trying to talk to my homies,
I'm about to break it down to what you feel.
Go ahead.
You feel like you went and you applied for this job, right? Mm-hmm. Now that's the same shit that when you go, you apply for the job. It's a dream job, or it's a good job with mm-hmm. benefits and everything that you want. It looks spectacular. Like, yo, if I mm-hmm. get this job, I'm set up. I'm in the clear.
That's a fact,
right? Mm-hmm. Now
you ain't get
they
it.
Call you and they be like, yo, we sorry to break the news to you, but we went with a different option, right? Mm-hmm. You go, oh, all right. You know, you played cool. All right, cool. All right. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks for having me, blah, 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 right? Now you sitting there like, shit, I really wanted that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the credentials and shit like, damn.
I have all the credentials.
I got all the credentials. Why didn't I get that job?
All of them.
That's not what I was looking for. You know what I mean? Like,
you're absolutely right.
That job ain't got to call you and be like, they don't tell, when a job call you, they don't be like, yo, you had this, but you didn't have that.
Yeah,
we like this, but you didn't like that. They just like,
that analogy is perfect.
They just go, yo, Yo, that, we went with a different option. Not even a better option. We went with a different option.
That analogy is perfect. Except I didn't get that call. They just went with a better option.
Sometimes you don't get that call.
You're absolutely right. Sometimes you're absolutely right. I'm just
sitting around waiting for that job. You start calling them like, "Hey, what's good? What's good? Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, still waiting. All right. No problem. I gotta come for the drug test. Don't come. All right. Like, you know.
All right. So let me ask you a question. If it's somebody that you really want, do you do everything in your power to get that person?
While we were speaking, yeah. I mean, if it's
like, what's everything in your power to get a person?
But that's another thing.
That's a like, broad do, statement, like, right? Do but simple, a, but do like do simple shit.
Don't get the fuck out of here with this phone call.
Like, do regular simple shit, like call in a while.
I did everything but a fucking phone call.
So. Well, that could have been the motherfucking reason, nigga.
All right, fine. You, I don't hear nothing you saying. Yeah, like, nigga, ain't you a rapper? You know you gotta.
I'm just here for moral support tonight.
No, man.
A female told me that 90%. You had a 90% of the guys that is interested in her if you call her.
A word.
Yeah. I'm not a call either.
A word. That's what's up. That's a good stat to know. That's a good stat to know. All right, now
don't shoot the text, man. Text is just, like, listen. Text like is you, a cop out.
Because in but text, you get misinterpreted out. Like but a motherfucker, bro.
It's not personal.
But what if she texts you as much as you text her? What if both of y'all text us?
I understand, but what is it? Will it hurt you for you to be the one to be like, let me?
Somebody got to take the initiative, right?
Yeah.
Somebody got to take the initiative.
Both of y'all can't just drag y'all feet. Because that shit ain't going to get y'all nowhere.
I don't think that was
chicks
it,
get bored. Or I get bored. Like, you right. Know?
She listen. That may be the reason she may have gotten bored. I can't tell you. I don't really need the answer.
I'm not saying it.
I know that. I'm just saying whatever her reason was. I don't need to know it. I was just.
You're just wondering why you having these dreams.
It just popped up. That's all. That's all it was. I get my own personal closure without needing to speak to anyone of the situation. It's been many a times. Blonde Bomber, Sabrina, this one. It's been plenty of times where I've, you know, it was like shit ended where it ended and it was like, I'm going on about life. Like, I'm not going to harp on it.
But other times we had that talk like.
Who?
Huh? Who? I said me.
Oh, I was like, this nigga keep talking. You not talking to me.
No, it was other times where me and whoever I was dealing with had to talk like, yo, this shit ain't going nowhere. Most of the time it was on their behalf. Like, yo, it ain't going nowhere. We just gotta stop. We gotta be quits. We gotta call it quits. And you go your way, I go my way, and that's how it's gonna be.
I've never had that conversation.
You know what?
But it's just, good.
Wait, hold on. He just explained why I was looking for that. Because of how it ended, of how we stopped talking, that's the only reason. Because the one before her that I was trying to talk to. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm just looking for love. I know somebody got it.
The facts. But I'm picky, so fuck it. It be like that. They come and go. But that I don't have those type of conversations that he has. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, I can't lie, that small part of it does linger around. But that small part does linger around. But that's like the only thing. But I've been got over that. So,
but sometimes you do need that because
no, I don't.
If they wouldn't have told me like, yo, this is it. I'd have still been trying while they probably moved on. I'd have been looking mad dumb.
Listen, a lot of the shit that I deal with, a weaker man, nigga, might off itself.
I just think you.
So.
I don't know, man. I think you just know. I think, like, for me, I think you know when it's the bow out period, when it's the grace period, when it's like, either you gotta bow out or you gotta pause. Like, I just think you just know that
so
stuff.
So
like,
you ain't need closure from anything. Nah, I haven't either because I got it on my own, but you never had any situation where you got the closure on your own or spoke.
Nah, like with relationship, like believe it or not, like, you know what I mean? Relationships, I mean, I've been in, I could say I've been in.
Relationships, he's perfect in.
Nah, I'm not, yeah. I'm not perfect. Listen, I've been in.
That's Jada Maine.
I could say I've been in probably
two serious relationships
in my life. Like, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's one more than me.
Like, you know what I mean? So, but I've always had relationships, but as far as closure, like, nah, I dealt with chicks and, you know what I mean? Like, I talked to chicks and, like, you know what I mean?
So, would you think that's a woman trait? Because
I don't know. I don't.
My
know. No,
my,
I wouldn't say
my
that.
One ex, she, you know, we had a conversation like a couple weeks ago where she, this was like her second or third closure conversation. I'm like, you bugging, but she let me know some things that I didn't previously know. I'm like, all right.
Is that really looking for closure, or is that trying to see if there's still a lifeline in there.
Nah, she wasn't trying to see no lifeline.
Yo,
but she
a third closure conversation.
It's just
because sometimes
it's just getting stuff off your chest.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes you don't say everything you want
to
say.
So a third closure to me, you know what I mean? Because like I said, I'm not experiencing the closure conversation. To me, if you come to me with a third closure conversation, you didn't like the answer you heard the first two times. So you're going to keep coming until you hear the answer you want to hear. I may never give you that. I may never give you and say, I yo.
Mean, this third conversation, was, I mean, I was pretty open and forward about everything.
But it still might not be what she want to hear.
She was pretty open and forward. I'm like, God damn, I didn't even know you knew that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like asking for something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm going to keep asking you till you tell me what I want to hear. Tell me that, you know, it was you. Or tell me that it was because my third toe was bigger than my big toe. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, that was one of the reasons.
Like,
I didn't like her toes.
I was just joking. But you know what I mean? Like, if you keep coming back for a third closure or a fourth closure, or that means you ain't like the answer I gave you, and you gonna keep coming back until you get what you like? Nah, get out of here with that. I don't have the time
so
for that.
So being that y'all never like did the closure thing, so
yeah, because I
guess I'm the only one that like
not in relationships. I need closure in certain other things in my life. Not
like what
in relationships that.
So you never sex was never closure for y'all then either, right?
Sex?
No. Hold
on. How can sex be closure?
What you said?
How can sex be closure? Because
nigga,
I need to get
that fuck the last time. This is the last time we gonna fuck.
It's no such thing as the last time you're going to fuck.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not.
The proof is in the pudding, B.
No, it's not.
This the last time we're going to do this, and that's it.
The only reason why it's the last time is because your circumstances changed. Not because it's the last time, because it has to be the last time. Like, oh, but we can't do this no more.
If the circumstances change, so what?
That ain't closure. That ain't closure, because if your situation changed, then you can go back. That's not closure.
But no, but if my situation
was ain't trying to go back to that situation.
What we did,
you,
that
you,
was
if
it.
If we talking about sex.
That was it. That was it forever.
No, it's not.
On my behalf, that was it forever, nigga. That's it forever.
Was the sex bad?
No, sex was good, but it
you
was.
You know who the fuck you talk about.
No, you don't know who I'm talking about.
I don't know
who
I'm talking about.
Like, oh, shit, then I don't know.
It was,
I thought I knew.
It was forever. It was like, it's nothing wrong with this, but We not progressing in this. We not progressing. So let's just cut it off right here. You go do what you do. I go do what I do.
Okay.
And that's how it is. Like, we never gonna open this book no more at all, ever.
Well, you
never
need closure from
ever,
that.
Ever again.
Ever again. We never gonna open this book.
So if you're
we not gonna flip through no pages. We cross paths. Was good. I holler. That's how it is.
Because of your situation that right happened, now.
Before the situation, before any situation, that's how that situation went. Oh. We gonna do this, we had fun while we did, but
now is that closure? I mean, that's not really that's a mutual agreement. Like, if the
mm-hmm.
But it's still, we still spoke and we still came to an agreement that this was how it was gonna be.
But why? Like, so I'm at this point right now, like I'm trying to understand this. Is like, so why if this if
because this, it wasn't going nowhere. It was like, that's all we was just doing.
That's all y'all was doing.
That's all we was doing.
That's not really closure though.
Were
that's,
you were you in a relationship at the time? Like, no. You know what I mean?
Was she, I was free.
Was she in a relationship at the time?
That's not closure.
But it's not closure. That's just, yeah.
that's just a mutual
understanding. Yeah. It's like, oh, well,
yeah, that ain't closure. Like, you knew why it closed. You
know, yeah, both knew.
You know why it closed. Both of you speak on why it closed, right?
No.
Nah, usually when you need closure, somebody.
Yeah, someone looking for the reason of why, like, thing closed.
Yeah, somebody didn't like the way it closed.
If both of y'all say, yo, we about to get this last fucking, we Gucci, ain't it? Nigga,
like, all right, that was, we shake hands and we all right.
You know what I mean? I dubbed the last fuck too before.
Shit.
Because you feel, listen. Shit. Y'all should do this. You feel so powerful.
Man, fuck that.
When you don't do it, bro. I still want that last night. You do? But wait, but when she want to do it,
that situation yet,
when she want to do it and you want to do it, both of y'all want to do it, but then you like, nah, I ain't gonna do it.
I think so that's powerful. What happened to me. Nah, that's exactly what I did, and I want that last night. I don't fuck you talking about. Nah, I want
you feel
that.
Like you on top of the world. Is this like, what we talking about? That you want me?
No. This is
I'm up.
Pass. Yeah.
So maybe Shorty thought you was dragging your feet on busting.
It could be.
It could be. You took too long to get the buns.
Because I got caught out there like that, yo, too. Shorty was like, yo, for me to be a virgin.
What do y'all mean you got caught out there like
Shorty
that?
Was like, yo, for me to be a virgin, bro, you supposed to be all on it. And I was you're a virgin. Listen. I'm going to respect you to the. And she went and.
Word, sucker.
Every Tom, Dick,
and Harry. All right, I'm going to go over here and deal with this dude.
Every
right
Tom,
here.
Dick, and Harry.
That could, black, be, backbone
that could
out.
Be one of the 100 reasons I could have been too respectful.
Yo, what I always told y'all, man, y'all just got to be quiet. You got to know what to say. All you got to do is not say the shit to fuck you
to
up.
To fuck you up, yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Listen, or you just don't say shit and let your swag do the talking.
Oh, that's gotta have that swag though. You know what I mean? You gotta
pull up.
It gotta be a golden swag. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
listen, whatever it does, whatever it was, I don't know. Probably never know. So
that's why you need closure.
Nah, I'm Gucci.
I'll call her. Yo, what's up? Why you give my man some closure?
Yeah, why you holler at my man?
What happened? Why you
holler? She gonna be like, fuck that nigga. I definitely don't like his ass now.
I'll be like, all right, I'll tell him that. Hold on.
You wanted that same shit. Cause did y'all talk about being in a relationship?
That's definitely not.
Or
the
was
case.
You the only one talking about being in a relationship?
I was probably the only one talking about it.
Yo, see, here's my thing too.
You gotta see the signs.
Here's
baby.
My thing. Like,
you're absolutely right.
I don't think I've ever went into a relationship talking about
we going to be in this relationship.
We going to be in this relationship.
Well, I ain't say it like that.
But it was times you. I'm pretty sure you said I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
Yeah, nigga. I
nah, why you just didn't do it? Like, yo, like, listen.
Everybody knocks the wanna, whole. Go ahead, my fault. Go ahead.
You should have been like, yo, listen. I want to be with you. Like, we gonna.
That's
get,
the same thing. What same, I just nah, said. Nah, what the see, fuck are you talking about?
That's the Ike Turner. Yo,
that shit. Listen, that shit worked.
But no,
you
I said it,
my motherfucking girl.
I said it in. Nah, I ain't say it like that.
Cause,
I said it in.
Most stuff don't happen like that. Like, being
absolutely right.
Being realistic, right? Like, everybody. Like, this is how I go. You start hanging out. You go out for drinks, you go eat, you go hanging out. Maybe now you got friends that's mingling together and everything. Like, y'all hanging out for a little bit. Until that time come where it's like, yo, so what's the next step? You know what I mean? True. Like,
she ever took you out?
You absolutely right, Jay. But those are the type of things where, just me personally, I need one, I need to know. I need to know things. I can't sit around.
You want the book layout. The book layout.
No, it's not the book layout.
That is like you.
No, not the book layout. For the simple fact, what you just said, I can do that with someone. We could go out. We could chill. And then next thing I know, she got a fucking man somewhere because.
Yeah, but at the same time, you got it. No, you got to be assertive to show. You know what I mean? Like. All right, there's a difference. Like, you know what I mean? There's a difference from chilling with somebody and then when you really, you chilling with them, but you know what your intentions are, right? So now, you chilling with them, right? Like, you be like, all right, yo, we going to go to happy hour today, right? You go to happy hour today or you know what I mean? You go to happy hour. That's a Thursday night. Let's say you go to happy hour Thursday night, right? You're not waiting to fucking next Wednesday to hit them up. You know what I mean? You've done that. You do something else.
I did not do that well.
You do something else.
Not her, but you've done that before.
All right. I didn't want them, so
you know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying.
Did she ever take you out?
No. What are you talking about?
That's strike one.
How's that strike one?
That's strike one. If she wanted to be with, if she wanted to be with you as much as you wanted to be with,
bro, in a courting stage,
really?
In a courting stage?
Yes.
Hold on, we got to fill in what Hef is saying. Hold on.
If a girl never ever takes you out,
in a courting stage,
it don't matter. Yeah, nigga, in a court, the in the court, my nigga, in a courting stage, when you dated someone,
take that energy. If she doesn't want
You know what? I ain't got it like you do. I don't. Okay, now I ain't gonna lie to you.
I gotta ask. Now y'all saying did she take you out?
Yeah.
Are you saying that she just asked to hang out with you? Like, yo, let's go here.
No, not even.
Hef is saying yes.
He's saying, oh, did she?
I can understand Hef saying if she's asking. Let's go here. Me and you, let's go here. Let me take you here.
Yeah, that happens too.
You can still pay, but I'm saying if she asks that, then yeah.
You know what I mean? What you doing on Friday? Oh, I ain't doing nothing. Oh, I'm gonna take you out. What's wrong in the court? That happens in the court.
That happens, yes.
But if it don't happen,
you kind of.
If it don't, if we've been going on X amount of dates and not one, you, I don't care if you offer, but it's a thought. I mean, come on, like, and you care, but oh, let me take you out.
You've been talking for like maybe 2 months, 3 months. Yeah,
let me take you out or such and such. That
if she's not looking for you,
that's straight. If she's not checking, exactly. Yeah, if she's not checking for you.
Yeah, she don't hit you up.
I get what you're saying.
Oh well, then that's my new fucking clue because I ain't never been asked on a fucking date.
If she hit you,
I ain't got it. Like, yeah, I apologize.
If she hit you with the how's your day? Oh, what you have for lunch? Or what you eating for dinner? Oh, let me bring you something. I'm over here.
Shit.
That's strikes.
Yeah.
Those strikes add up.
Yo,
I got something.
You know what's a big telltale sign? Nah, I'm telling you, a big telltale sign is everybody know they take that commute to work. If you don't get a text or a call in that commute from leaving the house to work, I look at that like, oh, you don't care about
me. Nah, I got that.
You got that.
Yeah. But I ain't get taken on no date. Ain't no date offers come. So listen, I ain't got that swag like y'all.
Then if it no date offers, now it just turned into.
I don't know.
Look, if no date offers come, that, now it maybe. Just turned into like a one sided relationship. Like if you just constantly, yo, let's go out. She gonna eat that up.
Yeah,
he just that's gonna
drinks and links.
Eat that
right?
up.
That's what shit, y'all making it bad on the future people because if they aren't actually on no fucking date, we not doing nothing. Fuck you.
Yo, listen, my aunt told me.
My homies told me if y'all don't offer me a date, y'all don't like me, and that's how I'm moving.
My aunt told me certain signs to look for in a female. One being if she don't offer to take you from a woman. From a woman, same shit.
Female woman.
Female.
All right,
well, I ain't call him a.
Yo, listen. I had a long fucking conversation about fucking woman versus a female, and I'm like, you know what? I will never ever in my life say the word female again to y'all. Y'all want?
I'll call him a female.
I ain't that
bitch
too.
Word.
But listen.
When a bitch is acting up. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying.
Hold on.
Y'all motherfuckers call women females and bitches and gets dates, and I don't do none of that shit. I can't get a date.
Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
Ain't that fucked up?
You never call it a bitch at the right time. You know what I mean?
One of these bitches better take
you never call it a bitch at the right time. You know what I mean? You probably call it a bitch at the wrong time.
Oh man.
Bitch, you stupid. What?
You know what I mean? You know what? Next bitch that don't offer to take me on the goddamn date.
He about to abuse
that's bitch in the wrong turn.
Nah, fuck that.
Bitch in the wrong turn.
Bitch,
right
take
there.
Me out.
Bitch better have my
I love you women. None of y'all.
But no, check this.
Go ahead.
My aunt told me, you know, signs to look for in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
One, if she don't offer to take you out.
All right, that's strike one for me. Go ahead, keep going.
If she don't hold the door for you. No. I mean, you open the door.
Nah,
you open the door for her and she go through. It would only be her, like she would have to get the door and you grab it from behind. Grab the door from behind. If she opens the door and walk through, she off herself.
Wait. Say that again.
So say if you open the door. Beat you to the door.
Yeah. If she beats me to the door.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's going to open the door, mm-hmm. but you're going to grab it so she can walk through. Now the next.
Oh, nah. Okay. Now, nah, they do that.
If it's another door inside, if she stand there and wait for you to come get the door, she off herself. She should grab the door because you're going to grab it anyway to let her walk through.
So if it's two, if it's a double door entrance, and
because she go, if you grab the door, she's going to go in first. So she's going to grab the other door. If she has to grab the door.
So I grab the first one. If she don't get the second one, she off herself.
Yeah, because if she's standing there waiting for you,
Bronx Tale, nigga, what's up?
And if you open her car door and she don't reach over to grab the inside, she off herself, bro. Nah, it's nah. Cause I listen. I have girls that I had girls that did that, and I was like, oh shit. Oh shit.
See, I'm gonna be real.
You messing with different type of woman.
I ain't never had my car.
Yeah, I don't hold that against them because sometimes you know they forget.
See, you saying something totally different. Let me speak. Cause you saying something totally different. What I'm gonna say? I don't always open the car door for my lady. Right. Like I don't always do that. But what I like that she does is when I go to my side of the car, she goes, I'm going to pull this mirror out for you. She always pulls the mirror out for me. Like, you know what I mean? I don't have to roll down the window to be like, yo, I got to walk to the... I like that.
That don't count.
I like... That's love to me. Like,
that don't count.
I don't have power windows.
Yeah,
like, I don't have power windows.
Wait till you get the motherfucking power windows. Nah, see if she do that shit again.
I drive a 2010 Honda Accord. I don't have power windows.
Wait till she do that shit again.
To me, that's love right there.
Yeah, Jay going to get some power windows. She ain't going to bother with that.
You know what I mean? So I don't always open the door. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't know if she ever going to reach to open my door. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but... I don't know, but there are little signs, telltale signs that you.
All right, so what's
signs,
the third one? What's the third one?
The third one was that.
Nah, that was the second one.
If no,
text her, hold on.
If you don't text her for like half a day and she don't text you to like figure out what's going on,
if she wait for you to text and shit, like if she don't make it upon herself to reach out to you,
that's a life rule for me. Like if I send you a text and you don't reply, well then the next time you get a text from me is when you send one.
If she don't hit you first, yeah.
If she doesn't initiate any type of conversation ever.
Well, no, they do that. I'm just saying that's one of my life rules. If I text, even if you initiate it, and then I text you, and then you get busy or some shit, I'm not sending another one until you send one back. Answer my last fucking text. I'm not playing with you. But baddest, nah, that was only two.
He
said the door.
The date.
He said the three doors. Two doors.
The car shit. Oh, I thought that was all included.
And the car joint, I don't really hold against women like I probably should, but.
What if I have a car?
It's cool.
What about the train?
She better hold that train.
Hold that door.
That
Metro card, nigga.
Yo, word.
But it's, I mean, it's just other signs. Like, if she, I mean, think about you throughout the day.
Like, right? She better hop the train with you.
I'm just calling to see how you doing. I know you was at work, such and such. I'm just calling to see how you do. All that shit builds up to.
Y'all about to have me moving different. I'm not going on no dates. I'm not texting nobody first.
Nah, I never say don't go on no dates.
That's why I tell your ass, stop being so motherfucking accessible.
If you don't, that's not accessible.
He's right.
That's not accessible.
That's accessible. If they hit you up and you're like, date tonight, you'd be like, yep. Yep, bing. I'm there. Be like, yo, what? I ain't got no plans for the rest of the day. He just answered that.
I told you,
I don't need this phone. I just got to call in to work. Like, if besides that, I cut this shit off.
But the thing to do, I but you got to be saucy later. With it. Fuck if that. They trying to link, and you be like, yeah, I want to link, but I don't want to be so accessible. Nah, I'm busy right now. Don't even say
they gonna text another nigga.
Let her text another nigga.
She ain't the one.
You right.
She ain't the one.
You right. I feel she you.
But me, I want you to text the other nigga because y'all not gonna have the same good time we are.
Shit, that nigga gonna be beating that shit up.
About that, man. That nigga
gonna
be
tearing that shit up. You gonna be playing Madden like, oh yeah, she ain't having as much fun with that nigga.
If she is, then do your thing.
You might lose out on the best thing you ever had because she texts that next nigga like,
nah, you going to come around.
Nah, what if she don't?
I never been that. They always came around.
Oh, you just got it like that?
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even say that, but they always came back.
Jay,
like,
do you know his name? Malcolm be bad as for nothing.
After they did, you go do what you want to do. I want you to go do that because I'm going to be chilling. I'm going to be in a house playing a game. When you want to come back around, you come back around. I welcome you back around. But just know we about to go like back that. And Tuka play that mm-hmm. game because when you trying to link up, I go MIA.
I hear you. I mean, I guess I hear you on that sense.
Nah, I need a box.
And I dare look at you.
I need a box.
I'm in Trinidad.
Did you just say that?
Fuck that. Hey.
But see, that's how you can't live with I need the box.
I don't.
You just said I need the box. Nigga.
No, I live my life, and then that's an added component. I don't.
But you don't feel powerful when you give up, when you don't take the box?
Hell no.
Bro,
I do.
The fuck
hell
you
no. I feel, yo, when I don't take the box, I be feel, like, yo, let me tell you. When I don't take the box, I feel like this. I be like, yo, I'm stupid. Why did
it's
I just
it's a transfer
say that?
Of power,
like,
bro.
Yeah.
It's all about
it's the
power.
Gayest shit I ever heard. It's the gayest shit I ever heard.
Because like, listen, you going to get the box regardless. But
yeah,
you just gotta
think.
Know because if she like, oh, all he want is pussy. Yo, I'm just going to dangle it in front of
so
him.
So what? You program to all you
up,
want
like,
is the pussy. You
I understand
to,
that, but if but then if God, she know that,
yo,
she going to just dangle this shit right in front of you.
I understand
bro.
What you're saying. That's some
I
real.
Don't.
That's some real good TV shit. I'm not moving like that. I'm
listen,
fucking.
If a girl just be like,
wait,
he, all
on,
he want is the
on,
box.
Wait,
so I'm going to use this shit to my advantage.
Hold up. So we
she going to use you.
So we don't get sued. When I say gay, this gayest shit I ever heard, I'm just fucking Breaking Bad his balls. Like, I ain't really.
Don't touch my balls,
at,
bro.
You see? See, now he's homophobic. I'm just using that this lingo. If you're going to sue somebody, sue that's this guy. You know what I mean? Like,
man,
don't
you
sue
can say
me.
What you want. I love the LGBTQUA community.
Z, we, he.
You got to say no to it sometime?
You got to say no to it sometime. That's the only way you're going to control
nigga.
It. If you say no to the box, you got
I'm
that
good,
shit,
I'm
bro.
I'm a controller when I'm in it. I don't know what you're talking
crazy.
About.
Crazy.
I'm a controller
listen.
When I'm in it.
Y'all crazy.
Well, you're a rapper. You got groupies. I'm not like you.
Hold on. Come on.
She asked me, could I have sex with her and me go about my business? You want to have sex with me and want me to go about
yeah,
my
nigga,
business?
Go about your fucking business.
How about I just go about my business
about
because you want me
business?
You want me to fuck anyway.
Hey,
good right
hey,
now.
Hey.
Yeah.
Jay, I don't know
yo,
what the fuck wrong with
you,
them.
I'm going to tell you what this is.
Listen,
I'm going to tell you what this is.
Because I done got
hold
the
on.
Call to come uptown,
this
do
is,
me, and got put out. Hey, that's
two,
cool with me.
These two are feeding off today's society, right? This is today's society. He's talking about, nah, ain't no chick calling me talking about she just want the sex and.
Nigga, you's a piece of meat.
Yo, your grandfather
yes,
and your father was like, yo, when she call, I'm there.
I understand.
I'm going to see a man about a horse. I'll be
waiting,
back.
Like, waiting by
all,
the road.
All
phone.
Them niggas is whipped to this day. So,
yo.
But they still men.
Yeah, I'm still a man too.
Don't talk about
I,
my son, Rob.
But still, it's just like with me. It's just a power thing. I feel powerful when I can turn down a bus. Yeah, I want to fuck.
You can't feel powerful in taking it.
Yeah, you can. But all
right, then. That's
because,
the powerful
because
I'm looking
now,
for.
Because it's a transfer of energy.
Gev, have the mic real quick.
Hold on.
Gev him the mic. Say that again.
Out of it's, 10 men.
Uh-huh. Out of 10
like
men.
Two males mm-hmm. curving her.
Curving her.
So it's eight guys mm-hmm. always willing to do what she
and
wants.
She's going to be wondering
guess
why
what?
Those two niggas
guess
not
what?
On her like that.
Guess what? Exactly. Them eight other niggas is fucking.
But not necessarily.
Them eight other niggas
not
is fucking.
It depends on what
one
kind
of out of them eight niggas is fucking and y'all two niggas is turning it down.
I guarantee
down.
She'll fuck the two out of the eight.
Yeah.
I'm
fuck
eight
them
niggas.
Niggas said I'm eight niggas.
I ain't taking on nothing.
Because all them eight niggas do is going to be mad, thirst. Oh, I got this. I take you here. I'm going to look at you like.
Hey, sometimes you got to pay for the pussy.
It, I feel you.
Yo, that's a funny thing. I said that too.
It depends on your caliber. It depends on your caliber,
man.
It depends on your caliber.
It depends on your caliber.
It depends on your caliber.
Yeah, go out with
you.
Jay.
Can't go out with me, no.
Go out with
you. Man, I got kids. You want? You gonna come with me? I'm gonna have kids at the table. Like, hey,
he
hey,
got
have
kids
feed,
too.
Feed that baby, man. Like,
hey, kid, have got a
in
kid.
My past life, in my past life, in my next life, you know, I'll be the old Jay. But
Jay is a rock boy.
Now I'm a family man, you know.
That's what's up.
Hey,
but
he's a rock boy.
But I'll tell you, like, I ain't. Nah, I am eight niggas. Like, nah.
I understand y'all. Y'all two niggas got that power. Take your power back, King.
Oh, can you come see me and go about your day? Sure, what time?
Nah.
I'll be there.
Shit, I'm be waiting
shit
for
shit gotta be on my terms.
How many? All right. So I'm
She gotta be how
many
my turn.
How many females did y'all say that to? Or not even just said it to, but you did it to.
Yo, the term know, the term is woman. How many women did you say that to?
What? Because I said female?
Yeah, listen, that shit is gonna get you jammed up more than the LGBT community.
You wanna know why again? Here we go again, right?
Because I had that argument.
Preference and type. Preference and type, right? Every female is not a woman. Every female is not a girl. Every female is not a lady. Like, yo. But every female is a female.
That's the shit that I try to say. I say, yo, when you apply for a job and you check them two boxes, it say what?
All
right, male and female, right?
All
right.
So if anybody wants to call,
don't come in a fucking female. I'm a woman. I'm like, you know
so
what?
So if anybody want to call up and argue about that, we'll argue about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have no problem. I call you a female if I like you know I don't know
the, the female is the
if
species.
If you don't know the backstory,
the woman
you can't
is
just
the
call,
mindset.
Can't call you everybody know. A female. I mean a woman because everybody's not a woman. Like everybody's
or
not
just
doing
start talking
things.
To them. Don't call them nothing. Be like, hey. Just start the conversation. But my thing is, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Chicks be like,
you call somebody ma'am?
Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. How you doing, ma'am?
He calling a 30 year old man.
What they say holding the door?
They
for
look
you.
At him like, ma'am, like I'm younger than you.
That's the most unattractive thing I've ever heard in my life. Like,
but they like it.
No, they don't.
They do.
No,
they like don't. It. No, they like it, nigga.
Hey, ma'am, listen, how you doing?
Yeah,
you can't say that in a bar.
Why not?
You can't say that nowhere.
Unless she's a ma'am.
You can't say that nowhere.
Unless she's a ma'am, how I like them.
Unless she's a grandmother.
38 and up.
38 and up is a ma'am.
Well, you don't. I mean, because you gotta throw something.
How old are you?
I'm young. I'm half age.
Yeah, I'm old. If that's the case,
yeah,
old.
You old, Jay. Nah. You're the oldest nigga in the room.
But I ain't old.
You old. You know, kids add 7 years to you, right?
Nah, you see me.
Oh, he flexing his muscles and shit.
I'm a cool dad, man. Listen, I'm a cool dad.
Yo, what's a male cougar? What's a male cougar called?
I don't know. I don't hit on cougars.
A trick,
sure.
Nigga. A male cougar is a trick. Sugar daddy, nigga. That's a male.
You right?
Y'all bugging.
A male cougar is a sugar daddy, my nigga.
Y'all bugging.
Listen, I love cougars though. Hey, if you listening to this. Y'all know I'm single. If y'all got a nice little cougar auntie or mommy
hold
out
on.
There,
so a male,
sugar daddy, man.
because if it was an older dude that a girl liked, they would just say I got an older man.
That's what they say.
But would you say cougar?
That's my uncle.
A male cougar is a trick or a sugar daddy.
Oh, I guess so.
I don't know any other term.
No.
Yes.
What's the term? No, I don't know any other term.
Because a female cougar is not a sugar mama.
That's different.
That's two different
things.
That's
just the older woman. But the male part of it, the male cougar is a trick or sugar daddy.
No, it's not. A trick,
bro.
Y'all guys got to look up. Do y'all own dictionaries?
I'm telling you that, yes, that's the fucking definition of it.
I don't know. I would ask you.
What's
a cougar to you?
A cougar is an older woman, right?
Can I be a lion?
No. What's a cougar?
As the animal?
No.
Right, so I just told you, older woman.
See, that's the wrong definition.
So what is it then? A cougar is an older woman that specifically likes younger men. Okay. And the man version of it is...
A cougar is an older, attractive... female that goes after.
Wait. Don't leave that attractive part out.
Because
if you just
old attractive female that goes after younger guys.
She ain't a cougar.
So now you just call her old.
She ain't a cougar. That's a fact. If she's old.
Hold on.
No. So what's the difference between a cougar and a MILF?
A MILF is a hot mom that you like to fuck, right?
That's what I'm saying.
But a cougar is that's. See, because don't look at me like you crazy.
Break it down.
Chicks be having kids at fucking 12 years old. Like, so that's a cougar? She's a cougar?
No. But she wouldn't be a cougar. She's not old.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But would she be a MILF?
A cougar.
Would she be a MILF?
Only
definitely
the 10
a
year olds.
She's a MILF.
No,
only the 10 year olds.
Is she not a MILF?
12.
Is she not a MILF?
All right. By definition, yes, she's a MILF.
Is she
a
MILF?
She's not even a teen yet.
Okay, we're going again because I got to school y'all motherfuckers. What's the definition of a MILF?
A mom I like to fuck.
Is she a mother?
Okay.
Okay. Now, a cougar
But it has to have some age on it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying to you. A cougar is an older woman, an older attractive woman that like young males, right? So when I say older, I'm talking about a cougar. When you usually refer to a cougar, you're talking about somebody 50 plus.
Okay.
You're not talking about some. You're not talking about a 40 year old.
That's
woman
true.
Talking about,
now a 50. Oh, cool. Now a 50.
I'd say 50.
A 50.
Pamper is bad
a
as
50,
shit.
A 50, yeah. Listen. Ooh. A 50 plus male that likes younger women is going to be trick or a sugar daddy.
No.
Not necessarily.
Wait. Start that sentence over real quick. Start that sentence over. A 50 year old male.
A 50 year old plus male. That likes younger women
is going to have the United States Marshals knock on his door and escort his motherfucking ass.
That's
out.
Absolutely true.
Like they did, right.
But to get that young
that's
pussy, you're going to have to trick,
that's
my
not
nigga.
True. That's not true.
Not true.
That's not true. It's plenty of old niggas that get the pussy for free.
George Clooney
was getting all the pussy
is what?
For free.
Is old.
He's old. Is he a trick?
I'm pretty sure he's trick.
I'm pretty sure George Clooney is getting fucking all ass that he want to get.
Wait, he's a married man now.
Without
before his
before all right
before his marriedness.
So let's knock George Clooney off.
Mm-hmm.
What's
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, that nigga's getting all the pussy.
What about the niggas in the hood? The old niggas in the hood.
All right, so old niggas in the hood.
Like how Jada Pinkett had to go and see.
We gonna talk about shit that we can.
What's the homie name that Jada Pinkett had to go see and set it off?
Yeah, wasn't it Clarence?
Something like that.
Oh, the bald nigga. The old nigga
she had to go see for the college money.
That's a corny sugar daddy. That nigga ain't. He ain't in shape. He ain't got nothing going for himself. All he got is his pension that she's trying to get.
Yeah, she ain't even enjoy that shit. I would have told you that ass up.
So the old niggas that fly chicks out are what?
Tricks.
Why they can't be male cougars?
Why they can't be male cougars?
Yeah, because I was really only looking for the name. I really want to get this deep into the conversation.
Nah, because
do we have a name for them? Let's start there. Do we have a male a name
a
for
cougar.
A male cougar?
A male
is
cougar?
Is it a male
no,
cougar?
No, they don't call them that.
If there's no name,
it was an Instagram
I want the name
it.
To be Boar.
It was an Instagram picture for
Boars?
It. I forget what it is.
Boars.
Yeah, Boar. The Boar.
Like a pig?
Yeah.
That ain't
with the horns.
It's attractive?
And shit. I mean, shit, that's they be that nigga size. Yeah, nigga. Listen, boars is nigga. You ever seen a boar go to work? That nigga.
You know what? It's a boar.
A boar go to work.
A puma. Pumas is boar, like from fucking Lion King.
Yeah, they stink and nasty. And eat
first
slop.
Off, that was on a cartoon. You ain't see Hannibal Lecter when they put that nigga in there with all them boars, tore their ass up.
That was ugly, fucking, disgusting animal. I'm just saying like this, like
a
trick.
You know what?
All right, let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I got an old head.
A trick.
You got an old. Call an old head.
Nah, I'm gonna hold my tongue. But you know what I mean. Like, I'm gonna put it this way, right? A trick. Tricks are guys that have to pay for it, right? That's why they call them tricks, right? Because a trick is going to try to trick the female
not
out of paying for it, right?
Not all the time. That's most
all
of the time.
All the time.
But listen, there's rappers that are tricks and they can get it for free, but they paying for sometimes.
Because that's a sugar daddy. Rappers are sugar daddies.
Okay. That'll work.
You have to be a certain age to be a sugar daddy.
No, you don't. No, the fuck you don't.
At 30, I don't think
you don't.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yes, you can.
At 30, you could be a sugar daddy.
If you paying for her fucking bills, you a sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's true.
If I could be a sugar daddy.
Yes, you can. If you sign a Def Jam right now and get $1 million contract, you ain't sugar daddy.
No, you're not.
I'm tricking. That's what they gonna look at.
No. No. I'm gonna tell you the difference, right?
The sugar daddy is the sugar daddy instead of a trick is the sugar daddy is I.
Do you wait? No, hold on. Do you need to pay to get the pussy? No. But you rich now.
But there's
you're
older niggas out here that's
you're
getting
gonna
young
be taking
pussy
care of them
that ain't paying for it.
Because
so
you
what
got
are they
it.
Called? That's what I'm saying. Like
I haven't seen any.
In some type of way. That's first of all.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to keep it. I haven't seen
you
it.
You haven't seen
an older nigga that's getting young pussy that's not paying for it.
You bugging.
Y'all bugging. Yeah, y'all bugging.
I haven't seen him.
Nigga, you old nigga. If you think, if you go after some 23-year-old right now, you could get that shit without paying for it.
You got to do something. In this day and age, you got to do something.
Yeah, make a phone call, I guess, like you said, nigga. Like,
no, bro, you make a phone call to a girl that
this is why we need our female callers. This is why we need our female callers.
No fucking callers. Hear this shit, talking to us about it, lady.
I just think.
Y'all ain't want to participate. You got somebody to call? I ain't got nobody for my call. 212-518-1005. But yeah, if a trick is like Jay said, you have to pay for the pussy.
You have to pay for it.
You pay for that pussy.
A sugar daddy is like
you got the means.
And you just splurging because this is what you want to do. And now there's older men. They're just as fucking, they got it, they in shape, yeah, they look
it's,
good,
it's
whatever.
It's all niggas that got swag.
You know what I mean? They got swag. And a young bitch seeing it and just was like, yo, that's who I'm fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what, I don't know the name. That's the question we got to put out
there.
That's the question you got to put out there. We know what a trick is. We know what a sugar daddy is. What are you calling the older guy that's in shape, that got money, that the female wants to fuck with? What is he called? That's what we need to, you know what I mean?
Just the old nigga. Old head.
Nah.
I guess. Old head. We
call him sir, really mister.
Nah,
excuse,
fuck that.
Excuse me, mister.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, yo.
Nah,
you remember
fuck
that shit? No. On the block?
Oh, man.
We need a good turn for us.
So, I got hit with that the other day when a little bitch hit me with that. Excuse me, mister. I had a full fucking head of hair and a fucking a dirty mustache, and the bitch was like, excuse me, mister. I was like, I gotta cut all this shit off.
Yeah, somebody called me that in a fucking on. Target. I'm like, you know what? I wasn't 30. I was probably in my mid-20s. She said, excuse me, mister. I'm like, you know what? I throw all these fucking toys at you right now in this ass. Stop playing with me.
But when a female's in your way, you say, excuse me, miss, even if it's a little girl.
No, I don't.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
miss,
exactly.
Get out my
way. I say, excuse me.
Pardon me, miss.
No,
I say that all the time. Pardon me, miss.
Excuse me. Get your fucking young ass out my way.
It's pardon me, fam. When is a dude? Pardon me, fam.
Pardon self.
Oh man. So we need to come up with a term for the older men that's just getting the pussy without paying for it. I know it's a term, and whatever the term is, that's what I'm gonna be when I grow up. Huh? We ain't got no question right
now. I got a question because now I want to know because I'm, you know,
oh, you
I'm
know,
curious.
You know what?
The
you
question
what?
Is,
you know what? No,
the question
hold on.
Is, right? We know what a trick is. A trick is somebody that got to try to trick a young female, a female, into giving them some pussy, right? We know what a sugar daddy
but
is.
I don't think they trick them to give them pussy. I think
the trick. You know what? You know where that term
yeah,
came from, right?
Turning tricks, yeah.
Turning tricks. What's the turning
it's the tricks? Yeah, you got
to
trick
the
them.
Female is trying to trick the guy or the guy's trying to trick the female into fucking or getting some money, right? Somebody's a loser in that, right?
But how do you trick them?
What do you mean? How you trick a female?
Yeah, how do you?
Yo, step your game up, man. I'm not gonna tell
you
this on the air.
I ain't gonna tell you this on the air, but I'm just asking for content. How do you trick them?
But I don't know.
You never tricked the girl to give us some box?
No.
what? Nigga?
We know what a trick is.
David Blaine out here.
We know what a sugar daddy is. A sugar daddy is a guy that's an older guy that got it and just willing to pay for it. You know what I mean? But what we looking for is, what do you call an older guy that's in shape?
But why he got to be in shape?
And all right, well, good looking. Like, because all right, so what do we call an older woman, right? That because
the older woman don't got to be in shape.
The older woman that look good is called a cougar. She's not called the MILF.
I've seen a fat cougar.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. She likes young men. Yeah, all right. So I guess then.
So a MILF would be Bernice.
Don't be disrespectful.
Bernice is.
Don't be disrespectful.
But she a grandma.
But this is
a grandma.
Hold on.
Because we're talking about attractive
people.
Hold on, Jay.
Hello?
What's going on?
Good evening. You are on live with the homies podcast. I have a quick question for you.
I know this voice. Is this Mahogany?
No.
No? Oh, no. Shit. Sorry.
So this is Cinnamon.
Oh, Cinnamon.
This is Cinnamon. Wow. All right. Quick question.
It's the complete be out here.
Hello?
Mahogany's and Cinnamon.
Hello.
I'm here.
Okay. Question for you. You know how a older woman is called a cougar, correct?
Correct.
That likes younger men. What would be the male counterpart to a cougar? What would be the name for them?
Pervert.
A pervert.
Yo, you know what? She's absolutely right. That's what society calls it. That's what society calls it nowadays. She's absolutely right.
They don't have a cool name like cougar or anything like that?
Absolutely not. You're a pervert.
Do they call them tricks or sugar daddies?
No, those are people that spend money. We looking for the name of the people that don't spend money. Cougars don't spend money. Sugar mamas do.
Okay.
So we're looking for the name of the ones that don't
sugar
spend
mama,
money.
Sugar daddy, cougar, pervert.
Wow.
So Mel,
okay, hold on. Cinnamon, I'm gonna ask you this question, right? So now if I'm gonna ask you this question. All right. So now what if it's an older gentleman, right? In shape and attractive, have money or whatever, but he's going after, I guess he's a pervert. Guess I don't need to say anymore.
R. Kelly, right?
But not.
Damn.
But all right, we're just trying to find like how it's acceptable for females to do it, and it's called a cougar. Yeah, I guess you're right. Nah, I guess this she killed the conversation.
Nah,
it is called a pervert.
Nah,
I guess
we gotta have a cooler name.
In society, it's called a pervert.
What is the only double standard that you can think of in society?
What if he's 50?
The only, but I'm just saying.
What if he's 50 and she's 23?
It's a double standard.
Yeah, it's one of those double standards.
Oh, so that's a double standard on the men's part?
Yeah.
Oh, we got one. We got one. We got one.
Right. You know what I mean? When you say it out loud, you know,
it makes sense.
Huh?
It is. It's like when men have a lot of women, he's cool. He's, you know, he has all these great names. And when a woman spends time with a lot of different men, she gets a different kind of name.
Nah, I call her cool, too.
Yeah, you call her cool, but she'll never call her your wife.
That's not true.
I think that's true.
That's not true.
That's true,
Shimon. If Roxy Reynolds wasn't married, I'd marry her.
Nah. With her background, I don't think so.
I'd marry her.
If you all say
right,
so.
So you sure there's no other term besides pervert?
I think that's the only term.
That's not fair.
Because look, all right, because look, R. Kelly, as an example.
But R. Kelly's getting him under, he was getting him under 21. That's different. I'm looking for the 20.
He has some of age women.
Well, but he still has 16-year-olds, so he can't be separated from them 16-year-olds. Mm. He's a pervert. I'm looking for the 50-year-old that kept it above 21.
If they're 16 years old, then he's, you know, child molester. But
good Lord. So he was a pervert and a child molester. We ain't got no cool name. That's not fair.
We're just talking about men who prefer younger women, and they can be of age. If she's 35 and he's 60,
so,
I have to agree. I think this might be a double standard.
He's a grown adult woman.
Yeah. So, okay, so before Idris Elba got married, if he was to date a 25-year-old, he would be considered a pervert?
Facts.
Oh, man.
He'd be a sexy pervert, but he'd be a pervert.
Oh, man, not Idris. That's why Idris, that's why Idris got married. He was tired of being called a pervert.
Nah, she's 25, I'm 45.
You're a pervert.
That's not a pervert.
Hey.
That's not a pervert.
Hey. You a pervert. All right. That's what I'm being told. You're a pervert. Yeah. We gonna have to change that double standard. I have to put a march together for this. We need a cool name. Cause I need
that's
a name.
Scary. So now
I need a name to call myself when I get 50 and want a 25-year-old. I don't wanna be no pervert.
Don't be calling yourself Play when you get 50 either.
Definitely.
Then you'll definitely be considered a pervert.
They're always gonna be played.
You gotta go with your full government.
Oh. All right. Well, that's all we needed from you. Thank you for your input. I'm upset. I ain't a pervert yet. All right. Bye.
later.
Hey.
That was smooth.
That's messed up.
Yeah, I think she's. I think she solved it.
Nah,
she
I feel away now.
Standard. Yeah,
that
may be
bad. I feel away.
That's one double standard.
Yo, J, you know about man? 3 years from being the pervert.
Nah. Why I gotta be the nah?
You older than.
Shit.
Yo, that's wild.
3 years, nah.
It was a joke.
Yeah, you be trying to make me like old out here. Like,
yeah, you only got us by your side.
I be trying to make me old.
You man. Are. I keep telling you, them kids at seven. Dang.
It's crazy.
So we all gonna be perverts? Nah, fuck that. I'm getting married soon. See, this why I was trying to get somebody so I don't gotta be single when I'm old and 50 and be a pervert out here looking at the young baddies in Hef video. Yo, Hef, I'm definitely coming to your video set at 50. I'm getting all them young bikini models. Alright? Just want you to know that.
You not a perv.
Nah, fuck that.
Hold on.
They're a pervert.
If you lit at 50, 40, like if you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're still living a young nigga lifestyle at that age,
bro,
you're not really.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25. If a 50-year-old come to your video set hating on a 23 to 25-year-old.
Jada Pinkett mom come to my video shoot.
But see, that's listen, Gammy? Gammy could get it.
Like,
Gammy could get it.
Who else like Neil Long and them is like 42, 40.
All them can get it.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's on the woman's side. On the male side.
I'm trying to think who's still hitting young. Who's still hitting young joints actively? Diddy is still hitting young joints
who?
Actively.
Diddy?
Sean Combs.
And where Diddy at now?
With a new Asian looking joint.
Oh,
Asian,
I see his new joint. I keep fire. Seeing his old she joint with her non-famous like self. And her non-famous boyfriend talk about, hey, look how happy she look.
Cassie.
She ain't that fucking happy.
Cassie, right?
She ain't that fucking happy. You ain't leaving an almost billionaire to be happy with some nigga that's making 80K. I don't care.
Nah, he might.
I don't know what he doing in his life. He ain't got Diddy money.
Eve did good.
Eve got a billionaire. That's she got a billionaire. She got a Saudi and Arabian prince or some shit like
Diddy
that.
Diddy can fuck with any female right now. No
yes, he
age,
can. NBA, and if they 23, like, he's a pervert.
Like, no one's going to look at him like a perv.
Because he got money. They ain't going.
Nah, I don't think so. Because I think if Jermaine Dupri did it, niggas going to
society like, standards is different. You gotta remember that. How you people look at other people, how people look at rich people is different. You got to understand that.
How many years Russell got on Kamora? He got some shit.
Niggas
on
been
Kamora.
Calling Russ a pervert. That's why
he perv though. She was
when the last time
woman,
you seen
bro.
When the last time you seen Russell in public?
He and
he's on a run right now for being a pervert.
Yeah, he and like
yes.
Valley or somewhere.
Yeah. And as soon as those fucking allegations came up, the first thing they went to is, oh, that's why he was getting with Kamora Lee. He's a pervert then. Don't try to. It's fucked up. I want a new name for us.
What's the youngest you got with?
The youngest? Shit. I'm 32.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Nah, probably like 24, 25.
Oh, alright.
That's about it.
That's what's up.
7, 8 drink. That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's my little brother age. I don't be one of that nigga's annoying. I don't want to deal with no one his age. Oh man! All right, man, fuck it. We gonna have to conclude this. I feel some
type
of way.
Yeah, do some more research. Somebody come up with a
nigga. I'm about to find a name.
A valid name.
You about
for
to be
us.
Called Mustafa out here? Fuck that.
Did Mustafa die?
Well, shit.
Damn, bro. Nigga, when he's dead.
Died. Yo, get your names right. Mufasa died.
That's
what
he
said.
Mustafa.
Oh, what?
He said Mufasa.
Nah,
oh,
didn't.
Wait, shit. Right,
he
wait.
Said Mustafa.
So who the fuck is that? Who's Mustafa?
Yo.
Mustafa's an African nigga. Yeah. I thought you said Mufasa. And that's then he what, said Lion King that, after.
That's what I was going for. I didn't realize the fuck this name.
Yeah, you fucked the nigga name.
Fuck that. Well, I mean, he wasn't in the movie long. Nigga got ran over by the motherfucking herd and shit. Niggas was crying.
Yeah, you gonna be crying?
Nah.
Definitely gonna be crying on a new joint.
I ain't crying on the first one.
You ain't cry as a kid?
No.
You lying.
You bugging. Every nigga
hell
was,
no, I ain't
every
cry.
Kid was emotional. Was like,
I did not cry.
Damn,
no.
Like this nigga dad died, bro.
Bro, that shit is
how
a cartoon.
How old was you when Lion King came out?
That shit came out, what, 95?
Nah. Lion King definitely didn't come out in 95, nigga.
Yo, we got the Google machine right
I was already
here.
A made man in 95.
I was a made man.
We got that the Google come machine out. Right here. Like,
oh, shit.
94.
Yeah, he was it. Well, yeah. I was a made man in 95,
how old
so
was you
it was a year old.
I was at the age to know this shit was a cartoon.
How old were you?
I was 7. I was a grown man at 7.
That's a fact. We was breaking day at 7, nigga.
I was a grown man at 7.
I don't know what kind of household I was broke.
My nigga, you was up. Nah, I was upstairs from me, nigga. Nope. What are you talking about?
Not at the age of 7.
Nah, at 7, at seven it was a cartoon to me. I ain't feel no way.
Huh?
It's
nah, you ain't cry.
It's only.
You ain't cry, but you just thought that was a real scene. You just be like,
nah, I didn't. It was. It's only two movies I ever shed a tear for. It was a cartoon, dog. I've been watching cartoons
so
my whole life.
So why is shit so powerful? That shit did hits on Broadway. Yo,
it was powerful to older people.
It was a good movie. Nah, that scene right there is wild. Because yeah, what other movie we had
as a kid? As a,
yo, hold on, say that again.
I
watched your uncle kill your pops, and that was my symbol was my man.
So I never had that type of situation growing up, so maybe I was disconnected from that.
Oh, here we go. This nigga lived a good life, huh? His uncles and father never fought now, right?
He's
grew up in a good household.
I wasn't around my pops like that, so I couldn't really tell you. I no, but nigga, as a 7 year old, nigga, Timon and Pumbaa, nigga, all the songs that they were singing after.
I don't think that was a song, though.
It was fucking, for the rest of your days.
Kuna Matata.
Yeah,
nigga.
that's what you should call. I said Timon and Pumbaa. That's their names, though. Yeah. But.
No, he's an old pervert, right? He's.
Yo, nah. But after the scene where he ran away, never come back, that was when the movie got good to me. I was like, all this shit in the beginning is boring. Like, it's mad talking going on.
Hell no.
So what
that nigga had his father in his life. That movie was lit then. Niggas ain't grow up with their father in their life. Yo.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, man, fuck all that shit. That's not real.
Then they got killed. That was the same tragic story. Yo, all that shit touched. Every black person felt that.
Nah,
it was like,
you know who felt
that? Nigga,
Meek Mill felt that. I ain't feel that.
I felt that, nigga. Like, what are you talking about? You niggas grow up. Your pops is there for a little bit.
I had that type
bit.
Of situation.
He kind of there, but he ain't really there. And then he just gone.
Nah, he was there all the time with him.
Your pops the guy, so it's like everybody know your pops.
Everybody know your pops on the block.
Everybody know your pops.
Yeah.
And now he gone, and then you go away. Then when you come back, everybody like, oh shit, yo, he back.
Hell no, his uncle is about to fuck him up, man. That's where the whole Lion King is fake at. You not coming back as no teen and fighting your uncle and you winning.
Your uncle old by then.
Your uncle will wash your shit.
His
fuck
uncle
you
was
talking?
Old by then.
Wait, hold on.
Man, your uncle will wash your shit.
I got a text. So I asked the question about the whole what are they called? I got one text saying it's a sugar daddy. Being called a sugar daddy.
Nah, they wrong. Uh-huh. But go ahead. We'll take that opinion.
I guess, you know what I mean? We just telling it
no,
up
but
right
did
now.
You, but did you take the money out of the equation?
I didn't. I put the money in there.
See, but that's what it is. No, it does not.
All right.
It does. Bro, I kid you not. If I'm a 50-year-old, I'm pulling a young joint without putting money on the table. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter where I meet him at. If I can pull him from wherever.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Because you're not running down on a 22-year-old in the street.
Why not?
Because
you're going to have to run down on her in the car.
you actually.
That's. Okay. All right, fine.
Yeah, both of us walking like you dumb old.
All right.
I'm dumb young. And you going to come up to me walking?
We'll use what you just said. P. Diddy. If P. Diddy pull up on you in the Phantom and say, what's good? I holler at you. Swagged out. Hop out the Phantom on you. Talk to you. Kick it to you. But you're not spending no money, though.
You have to spend money.
No. You think P. Diddy got to spend money? Do you think P. Diddy have to spend money?
Well, his chicks got chicken already, though.
P. Diddy can pull up on a regular hoe and fuck that same night if he's hopping out of Phantom.
But he going
he's not spending no money. If he spend money, that's because he want to. He don't. He does not have to spend money to get the pussy.
He gonna have to.
No, he does
cause
not.
Because how you think the whole. Like the whole back, how you think the flyout thing happened? And the whole backstage, come to my hotel room. Oh,
they spent money to go see that nigga show if they at his concert. Hold on,
right? I'm in Memphis. I'm in Texas. I'm gonna fly you out so you could come to.
I just said if he rolls up on him in a Phantom, I did not say nothing about flying him out.
I got another one.
What's the other one?
She said, "Here we go." She said, "I mean, it depends on the man's common name." Would be a trick. The common name would be a trick, I guess she's saying. Because he caters to the girl and they possibly could be dating or just want her to be his side eye candy, which would be considered a male gigolo.
Dude's Bigelow.
Did you take a money out of the equation?
I'll do that now.
Bro, yes, you can. If you could do it at 32, you could do it at 50. In the male's perspective, you cannot. Bro, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Hold on, Hef. You gotta say that on the mic.
That's different, though.
That's not different. That's what we're talking about. I don't know any chick in their 20s fucking with anybody.
Just because you don't know them, don't mean it's not happening out there. A lot of them. Bro, how old are you? 25, right? You're 25, right? Can you pull a chick now without spending money?
Yes.
So do you think when you get to 50, you can't do the same shit you do?
In the same age range.
It's a lot of females.
It does not fucking matter.
It's a lot of older females that be wanting to fuck me because I look like I live a lit lifestyle. You look like you.
But you ain't spending a dollar. That's all I'm talking about.
It don't matter. You living a lifestyle.
Nigga, I can look like I spend a fucking, I'm living a lit lifestyle. I'm not going to spend a dollar. I can still get it.
Because you look like you are spending money.
Until it's time to get it.
That's totally different.
It's not.
Looking, it's okay, I'm not saying a bum is going to pull them. If you fucking swagged out at 50, you don't have to spend no money. You ain't got to spend money now.
You don't have to, but chances are you are.
You can get an older chick. You don't have to, but you are. You can get an older chick without spending money. So what makes you think that you
probably can't get a chick my age without spending money, bro? Some of them, but most of them.
That's a fact.
Bro, like eventually.
You're going to have to.
When you first meet a chick, bro, first of all, I mean a lot of chicks in the spot or outside, mm-hmm. and they want to go to the spot. If I meet you outside, they want to go to the spot. If I meet them mm-hmm. in the spot, I got to pay for something in the spot.
Uh-huh. Now, what about the three girls that's at the bar by themselves? They's chilling. They out on a girls' night buying their own drinks, and you roll up on one of them looking swagged out. They already got their drinks. You ain't really got to buy them none. You come talk to them, kick it with them. They feel your vibe. Oh, come to me outside. You see this Phantom. Yeah, this mine. Let's go back to my apartment. Oh, where you live at? I live in Fifth Avenue. Got a little penthouse down there. Oh, let's go see that. Check it out. All three of your friends come. Bang. Now you there. Oh, this is a nice apartment. This is you got, you know, ceilings I can't touch. Yeah. Whatever it is. Oh, yeah, ceilings you can't touch. Tell your girls go. I'm gonna pay for the Uber. You know,
pay for the Uber.
You know, we gonna spend the night together.
I'm gonna pay for the Uber.
Okay, tell your girls to go. Let's just spend time together. She gonna he just wanna spend time with me. All right, cool. Be safe. We'll holler at you. What money is spent besides the gas that was already in his tank? Because after they leave, he's fucking. So what money was spent? They ain't even asked his age.
That's a valid point.
They ain't even asked his age. He just swagged out.
I'm jacking that argument. That's a valid argument.
It can be done. Now, most older niggas that's good looking, in shape, like Jay said, got they self together, got a little bit of money, you know what they are already? They married. They ain't out there.
No.
A chick done pulled them off the market.
I'm getting inside information right here. All right. So the one chick that said he's a gigolo, right? So she said, I asked, what if you take money out the equation, right? She said, then he's a random guy. There is no name for that if the woman is interested in him. It's a woman that is that aren't interested in what a man have. Wait, hold on. It's a woman that aren't interested in what a man has. You would need to ask a woman who is full of herself and looks for money in a man. So, you know what I mean? Like, So exactly. She's saying,
so if she's interested,
if he's
in
just
that
a guy, yeah. if she's interested, then he's just a guy,
damn,
a nigga hollering.
Like, man, that's fucked up. We can't get a name,
it's
man.
An old nigga hollering. Like, oh, this, that's my old joint. Like,
we can't get a, wait,
that's
we,
my old
we,
joint.
We can't get oh, a cool
he,
name.
He's an old joint.
Nah, fucked up. Nah, fuck that. I want a name.
So,
nah, fuck that. I'm
now nah, I ask somebody
nah,
else.
Nick, fucking women got cougar. That's a fucking hot ass name. Nah, I'm making up something this weekend. Fuck that.
So somebody else told me, it's a sugar daddy. So I got to ask her, what if you take money out the equation?
First off, all of them that came up with it's a sugar daddy right off the back, they got sugar daddies or want a sugar daddy.
Cause
they,
nah, because I think that's the nature of it, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like Hef said, you have to, like, I guess as an older guy, like, majority of the time, you ain't getting no young chick if you ain't slinging the dollars. Like, you know what I mean? They looking for you to sling dollars,
yeah,
before you sling
young,
dick. Because like,
that's,
you know
what
I mean?
Young chicks are looking for. But you gotta also, you gotta look at the young chicks that's straight out of college that want the, you know, the sopiosexuals that's just about
that
knowledge.
Terms.
And
I don't
what
know what
you,
that mean,
that's just about the knowledge and wants to learn from you. She's not looking for no money. She's looking for the older dude that, you know, can give her.
That's your name.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, I'm not that.
You don't want to be a
nah, I'm
what
good.
Is it? Sapiosexual, nah, sociosexual?
Nah, I'm not none of those. I'm fucking, yeah, sopiosexual. Yeah.
Give her the keys, nigga. Feed her knowledge.
I'm going to feed her something.
So that could be holding hands and your fucking minds could fucking transmit.
So listen,
feed her something.
I asked the one chick that said, sorry, the one female that said.
The one woman.
The one female that said the sugar daddy the last time, I asked her, what if you take the money out of the equation? She says, he's a whore.
Oh, shit.
Whore.
This is some fucked up shit.
You know what I mean?
This is some, damn.
Not she's a whore.
Pervert, old joint, or whore. This is what we got to work with. And these old women get the term cougar.
I mean, cougar ain't really
nah.
a hot term.
Oh, shit. I love that shit. I love me a cougar. Love me a cougar. Have you like cougars? Yeah, I know you do, you little young mother. Oh, man.
Hold on. Give him a mic. Y'all just be letting him struggle out here.
Every female I dealt with that was at least like 5 years or older, very annoying. Very annoying. I have to remind them that I'm 25. I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah. I understand. Don't,
do
hey.
Do you have different experience with younger chicks though? Are younger chicks more like easier for y'all?
Listen, every young chick that I know is a fucking pay for play. They trying to get a dollar out of you some way or another.
Just saying, like.
But those are fucking prostitutes. That's different. They're all prostitutes. Oh man! That's all right, crazy. Man. That's it. We gonna wrap it up.
So the name we came up with, yeah.
I'm not sticking with those names.
Either.
Fuck that.
A whore, pervert, trick, pervert.
Nah, fuck that. I'm going with
male
bear.
Gigolo.
Male gigolo.
Nah, I'm a bear.
Yo, no, you're
bears
not.
Bears are gay,
oh.
bro.
A what? Wait, what's that?
He said he's a bear.
Yo, that's something gay bear right now.
They about to be all your.
That's
body.
Something gay.
Yeah, nigga, that's what gay
life
people
is
call.
Over, man.
Oh, nah, I ain't know that.
You about to get
that.
All the wrong calls.
I ain't know. Oh, man. Nah, I ain't know that.
You
know what, man?
Yo, all the bears calling for my man.
Nah, don't fucking call. Hey, don't call me.
He want all the bears. Nah, he's down for it.
You know what? Fuck y'all. I'm out of here, man. Fuck that shit, man.
But I'm with the homies right now. Rush a nigga quick to laugh about it late. Aye. Really, I'm a peacemaker, but I'm with the homies right now.
Your mama used to say.